USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Tuesday with a 69-30 vote. 19 Republicans joined all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. In remarks after its passage, President Biden said the bill would be an historic investment in the country and proof that bipartisanship was still possible.
This bill is going to help make a historic recovery, a long-term boom. Folks, above all, this historic investment infrastructure is what I believe you, the American people, want, what you've been asking for a long, long time. This bill shows that we can work together.
The chamber then shifted focus to a $3.5 trillion budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. The Senate is continuing a marathon voting session where an unlimited number of amendments can be brought to the floor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Florida's governor is disputing some recent data from the CDC. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC says that there are 28,317 new cases of COVID-19 in Florida. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis thinks that data is inaccurate.
They did a three-day report. CDC put that over 2 days and made it look like we had higher on those days than we did. And so we're trying to figure out if that's been corrected, and if not, whether it would just make more sense to maybe at least put out something. So stay tuned on that. We'll see what happens.
The Florida Department of Health tweeting on Monday that the CDC combined multiple days into one. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Tropical Storm Fred has officially formed in the Caribbean, with tropical storm warnings issued for Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and part of the Dominican Republic. Fred is forecast to pass over the island of Hispaniola Wednesday and head towards the southeastern Bahamas on Thursday. The storm could threaten South Florida by Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign from office on August 24th. John Clemens has the details.
The third-term Democrat is resigning after 11 women came forward saying the governor sexually harassed them. And in one instance, Andrew Cuomo tried to retaliate against her. Andrew Cuomo was also accused of underreporting the number of people who died in nursing homes from COVID-19. Andrew Cuomo denies the allegations, calling them politically motivated.
I am a New Yorker, born and bred. I am a fighter. And my instinct is to fight through this controversy because I truly believe it is politically motivated.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Once Cuomo leaves office, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in, becoming the state's first female governor. New York Democratic Assemblywoman Alicia Hyndman tells CBS News she thinks Cuomo's press conference announcing his resignation was an attempt to sway public opinion.
I think him doing press conferences and doing it in the media is skirting the issues. That way he would never have to face the actual impeachment trial. I think that he is looking for public sympathy, and he's trying his own case in the court of public opinion, whereas instead of letting this impeachment trial take place, he opted to take the easier way out.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.